We're streaming on the iHeartRadio app, the Radio.com app, and of course online around the globe, WHMGold.com. I'm Justin Mallow. Joined on the phone now, I have an actor and the star of the SpongeBob musical. I have Tyler White on the phone. Tyler, are you there?
I'm here.
Tyler.
What's up, Justin?
Who's going to be an actor on the SpongeBob musical? Tyler White. Tyler White.
Ooh, no one told me about this.
I love it. The SpongeBob voice. How cool is that to be SpongeBob in the big musical that's premiering tonight at the Opera House in Havre de Grace? You excited?
Oh, I am ready.
No, but really, I'm so excited. As a kid, the SpongeBob cartoon was always like one of my favorite cartoons to watch as a kid. As an adult now, like there's so much that I've gotten from it as not only being an actor, but also just being a human being. And I'm glad to be portraying him in some form or another. It's fantastic.
It's a big role to take on. SpongeBob is legendary. I would imagine it's going to be a lot of fun for the whole family. I mean, everyone loves SpongeBob SquarePants, and so tonight's a big night because, yeah, you're going to be performing in person at the Havre de Grace Opera House, and it's going on all weekend long, right, Tyler?
All weekend long, and on Saturday, we're doing a matinee, and we're doing it again at night.
And then on Sunday, and then the following weekend, the same thing.
Yep, we do it all over again.
So then the tickets are on sale now. They can get them right now. It's going to be happening later on tonight. And for the thing, like, were you able to always impersonate SpongeBob? Or did you have to make sure you get that, like, laugh and everything down for the musical tonight?
There are a few things I kind of, you know, you fine-tune as, like, you know, you get the gig. And then they say, like, all right, do this line more like this. Go a little bit more up on this inflection, like some fine tuning, but doing the SpongeBob laugh was always something that I loved doing. It was kind of like a party trick for the longest time, just because I was one of those people who loved doing nasal voices as a kid, whether it was being annoying or trying to imitate.
Does it hurt your voice to do that?
Actually, no. It kind of like rests in that part of my voice where it's actually kind of soothing to do. It's very like a soothing honk, like like it feels very, very like natural for me. Like it's very rare that it feels like I'm straining.
So do the laugh now. Let me try. No, I can't do that. I sound like I'm like an old witch. That's why you're the professional.
That was pretty good though. Like it's all about the nasality, and like I heard it there. That was pretty good actually.
Thank you. I could be SpongeBob Jr. in the follow-up to the SpongeBob musical. So, and Tyler, you've been acting for a while now?
Come this October, probably about 8 years now.
Wow. And you're going to school for that?
Going to school for that at Towson University. I'm wrapping up my second to last semester, so that will be fun. Really, I'm just kind of enjoying my time here now. A lot of the hard major classes are out of the way. Now it's just picking up what else can I learn from this? What connections can I make? Am I enjoying myself? And I'm enjoying myself right now.
And is this the first time you're performing like in front of an audience since COVID?
In front of an audience, yes. Like over COVID, there were a few opportunities to try and do like some pre-recorded stuff and some stuff over Zoom and remote, but as far as like being in the same physical space as an audience, this is going to be the first time. And I'm going to tell you, it is a completely different experience. Whether a joke lands or whether it falls flat, whether something happens on stage that you weren't expecting to get a laugh for, there's all those different variables. So I'm excited. They say that live theater is interesting because anything can happen, anything can go wrong, anything can go right, and it's all about how you deal with yourself in those moments that makes theater so interesting and compelling.
Absolutely. So it kicks off later on tonight at 8 o'clock. And about how long does it run for, Tyler?
About 2 hours with the intermission.
All right, great. A little intermission. So, of course, they can bring the kids with everyone. They can get the tickets online by going directly to the website, hdgoperahouse.org. And to make it simple, I'll share that link on our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHMGold. So, Tyler, I know that it's early in the morning. You have a big night tonight. You got to perform. So I want to thank you so much for waking up early to call and to give us more information about the big SpongeBob musical that's about to take over this weekend at the Opera House in Havre de Grace. Thank you so much, Tyler.
Thank you, Justin.
Absolutely. And break a sponge, okay?
Absolutely, I'll break several.
All right, take care, Tyler. Thanks again. Good luck.
Thanks so much, Justin.